Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the Word.
Dr. Rita Singh is a research scientist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she reached out to me after listening to one of my sermons called Voice Profiling, a message about the importance of speaking God's Word. My point in sharing this info from Dr. Singh is to show you that scientists are catching up with what the Bible says about speaking God's Word. You know, God wants us to speak His Word to help us to know how to fight sickness in our bodies, or any tactic the devil tries to use against us. But Dr. Rita Singh, as I said, is a research scientist, and she sent me her whole program that she did in Chile, and she did one in Italy. But she's been studying voice technology for over 25 years. And some of the things that she was telling me that they can now do is something else. What they can do with your voice. And my point is, we don't think that our voice is powerful. The criminologist asked her to help them because this person had stole from this elderly couple all their money and sold their house. But she was able to help them by identifying how old he was from a 10-minute recording, how old he is, how tall he is, what nationality he is, and he had a 3-image of his face, what he looks like. Just from the voice. And you think your voice is not powerful. You think your imagination won't do something. I'm standing up here today to tell you imagination will do a lot. And your voice is sharper than a two-edged sword. Praise God. You just got to use it. You be that warrior that God created you to be. He created you to be a warrior. He didn't create you to be a loser. He created you to be an overcomer. More than a conqueror. And you can't do that unless you take that sword down there, which is here, and start using it. Start cutting the devil in pieces. Start stomping on him instead of letting him stomp on you. He doesn't have any authority over you. You belong to Jesus Christ. And people say, well, you let the devil in. You cannot let the devil in because you don't even belong to yourself. You belong to God. You don't give a thief permission to come in. A thief comes in. He's a thief.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the Bible says he's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is a thief that steals and a liar. Your body, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it belongs to God Almighty. And so you can't let him in. You can be influenced by spirits, but they can't possess you. But you can be influenced if you're around them. You can be influenced. And he can't let them in. You don't give him permission.
Yeah.
You know, I used to think that myself. I used to teach that. And I said, Lord, wake up. You know, I belong to you.
Yeah, right.
You know, you belong to him. Praise God.
Thank
you.
You
know, so don't worry about that. You know, if anything happened to the enemy, yeah, he's going to bring things on you. But you don't have to accept it.
Amen.
And if you just get an urge that something's coming, speak to it. She says that your speech is like your fingerprints or your DNA. She said she has been researching speech for over 25 years, and it was one of her colleagues that developed Siri. And I talked to her a couple of years ago, and she got back in touch with me a few months ago. And she gave me an update from 18, and it's unbelievable the things they can do since 18. She says that we need to be really careful with our voices. She said, think about this. If technology can do so much harm with our voices, just think how powerful God's word is when we speak it over our circumstances or our bodies. And that was my point for even mentioning that about Dr. Rita Singh, is that she studied the voices. I speak on speaking the word, and so it relates somehow, but there's technology is here. And we need to be careful what we say and what we do when we're answering the phone. Okay, one thing you don't want to say if phone rings and they say, is this Carlos? And don't say yes. Say, who's calling, please? They'll record that yes and use it some other way. So don't say it. Be careful. Be careful of the enemy. He's slithering around all the time. And there is a lot of good coming from this technology, but there's a lot of evil coming from it, too. You can't have one, you know, it's hard to have one without the other because the enemy is going to use it. Amen. Anything that the Lord's going to use for our good, he's going to use for our evil. Amen. But remember, God can turn it all around.
Yes,
he can. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. He can turn it all around. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Friends, the devil is using your own thoughts and words against you, your own voice. And with this new technology, the enemy can work that much faster and also come at you in new ways. And that's all I wanted, my point, that you might ask, how can your voice have power? In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you power and authority over the enemy, and nothing, he says, shall any means hurt you. According to the word of God, God has given us power of authority. Now, think about that.
Yes.
Jesus said, go in my name. In other words, he has given us power of attorney to act in his name. You know, what does power of attorney mean? A legal definition for power of attorney is the authority to act in another person's place. In other words, if you want to do something for someone else legally, you have to go and get power of attorney, and then you can act on their behalf. And so we can do whatever he would do here on this earth. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus has given us power of attorney. Praise God. In John 14:12, in God Word translation, Jesus said, I can guarantee this truth. Those who believe in me will do the things that I am doing. They will do even greater things because I'm going to the Father. He said, I will do anything you ask the Father in my name so that the Father will be given glory because of the Son. And he said, if you ask me to do something, he said, I'll do it. Hallelujah. No begging. He said, if you ask me, he said, I'll do it. Praise God. Saints, we can now do the things that Jesus did because we go in his name. We have to understand that when Jesus said, gave us the power and authority here, he has anointed us and authorized us to use his name. And so when you speak to something, it's the same as him speaking it because we're his voice here. We're his hands here. And so we have to understand that if we're speaking his word, then is Jesus speaking to that sickness when you're praying for that person or whatever, if it's something that you need financially, whatever it is, you call it in. You call it in. There's ways to pray. There's all kinds of prayers. And there's one prayer is a petition, and there's prayers of, you know, and healing. There's just different kind, you know. But anyway, it helps to know how to ask. Praise the Lord. And friends, your power is in your voice. Can't say that enough. This is why the Lord tells us to call those things that be not as though they were. That's what I've been doing. I've been calling, and here I am today. Praise God. You know, we need to understand that no signature would say more about you than your own voice. This is what Dr. Singh was saying. In 2 Corinthians 10:10, verse 3, in the easy read version, it says, we live in this world, but we don't fight our battles in the same way the world does. No, we don't. The weapons we use are not human ones. Our weapons have power from God. You know, our tongue is powered by God's word. You know, when you're speaking God's word, it's powered by him. And so he's helping us and can destroy the enemy's strong places. He said, we destroy people's arguments and we tear down every proud idea that raises itself against the knowledge of God. He said, we also capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, we thank you for the power that is in your word. Jesus has written on one thigh the word of God, and on the other thigh is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Help us to understand, Father, that your word is what you created the earth with and everything in it, and is held together with your word. And you have created us in your image, and this is the way that we receive things, is by giving voice to your word. Help us to understand that when we speak things the devil puts in our hearts, he uses them to defeat us. But if we speak life, life is what we will get. We thank you that our God is the host of the armies and there is nothing to fear. We are aware that we're not waging war against flesh and blood alone, but our fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes. And we're so thankful that the word you have given to us to fight with is sharper than a two-edged sword and will cut through anything and will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer gullible to the lies of the enemy. And by wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we will win every battle, every time, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.